From Spark and Anvil and Bioforge, this is Beam, in Chapter 1 of the Bioforgecast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Exactly, Beam agreed. Your 206 adult bones provide the main support. They're the frame that keeps you upright. Beam pointed to the model's spine. See how this stack of vertebrae holds everything up? It's like the main beam of a house. And they protect things too, Beam continued, tracing a finger over the model's skull. Your brain, for example, is safely tucked inside this hard, bony helmet. Your ribcage shields your heart and lungs. So like a shield? Asked Flicker, who had drifted over, always curious about anything that involves speed or impact. A very strong, natural shield, Beam confirmed. Designed to take a hit so your squishy bits don't. But bones aren't just for standing still or protecting, Beam said, nudging the skeleton's arm. They're also levers. That's how we move. Strand perked up. Levers? Like a crowbar? Precisely, Beam beamed. Your muscles attach to your bones. When a muscle contracts, it pulls on a bone, and that bone acts like a lever around a joint. That's how you lift, push, or run.
Beam demonstrated with the lever tracker. See this? They moved the model's forearm. Here's a class 3 lever. The effort, your muscle, is between the pivot point, your elbow joint, and the load, whatever you're trying to move. So, my bicep is the effort when I lift a weight? Strand asked, trying to mimic the motion. Exactly, Beam confirmed. Then you have class 1 levers, like when you nod your head. Your neck muscles pull down on the back of your skull, with the pivot point right in the middle. And class 2 levers, like standing on your tiptoes. Your calf muscle lifts your whole body, with the pivot point at your toes.
Are bones just hard rocks? Flicker asked, poking the model's femur. They look so solid. They are solid, yes, Beam said. But they're absolutely alive. Your bones are constantly changing, remodeling themselves. Old bone tissue breaks down, and new bone tissue forms. Like a house getting repairs? Sprout, who loved all things growing, chimed in. A perfect way to think about it, Sprout, Beam said. This happens all the time. It's why a broken bone can heal. Your body builds new bone to fix it.
And this remodeling is key to making bones stronger, Beam added. When you put stress on your bones, like running, jumping, or lifting weights, your body gets a clear message. It tells your bones to build more density. So, exercise isn't just for muscles? Strand asked, surprised. Not at all, Beam replied. Weight-bearing exercise is crucial for healthy bones, especially as you grow. It makes them denser and less likely to break later on. Beam glanced at a poster showing a figure doing a hip hinge. That's why moves like the FitQuest hinge are so good. They teach you to move in ways that respect your skeletal architecture, keeping your spine stacked and strong. And all these movements happen thanks to your joints, Beam explained, rotating the model's shoulder. You have different types. This shoulder, for example, is a ball and socket joint. It allows for a huge range of motion, swinging your arm in a circle. Like a baseball pitcher? Flicker asked, miming a throw. Exactly, Beam said. Then you have hinge joints, like your elbow or knee. They mostly just bend and straighten, like a door hinge. And pivot joints, like the one that lets you turn your head from side to side. There's even more, Beam said, their voice full of quiet enthusiasm. Inside some of your bones, in the red marrow, your body makes blood cells. And bones also store important minerals, like calcium, releasing them when your body needs them.
So they're like a bank? Pump, who was always thinking about circulation, asked. A very important bank, Beam agreed, holding on to what you need and making new parts for your blood. Beam paused, looking at the small group. Now, here's something important. Everyone's bone structure is a little different. Some people have wider hips, some have narrower shoulders, some are taller, some are shorter. So some bodies are, like, better for certain things? Strand wondered, looking at their own lean frame. Beam shook their head gently. No, that's not how it works. Your skeleton's job is to support you, to let you move. What matters is if your bones are strong and healthy, if they let you do what you need to do. Aesthetic body shape, Beam continued. That's mostly about your bone structure and your soft tissues. It's not a moral category. It doesn't make one body better than another. Function is what truly matters. Beam picked up their skeleton model, holding it carefully. Bones support, protect, lever, structure that lasts. That's the real magic. The group drifted off, and Beam noticed each of them standing a little taller, shoulders relaxed and steady. It left them warm and quietly glad. There was a deep comfort, Beam thought, in trusting the strong, safe frame that carried you through every single day without ever asking for thanks.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Beam. Released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.